Warning, this person can be extremely odd and say very random things. Although they are random, they are often amusing. Please, do not take all her comments too seriously, unless she sounds extremely mean and is ranting. And please do keep all hands, luggage, and all drool inside her transportation of the moment. That is, unless you want to lose it. And please, no flash photography. She really does not like to have her picture taken. If you do, she most likely will vomit on you. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy your time here at Nutty Hermit.
Yo, what's up? Look who's back from a long and depressing night at the hospital. I'm running on no sleep whatsoever, so please do bear with me. I tend not to stay on topic when I'm on empty, and yeah, so please bear with me. So since I doubt I can really do a band breakdown in this state, I think you better be prepared for another random podcast today. So, please don't mind my rambling, plus, probably I'll be playing some of the music I'm currently listening to. So, before I start rambling about my own personal life and why I was at the hospital, which you guys probably know, but yeah, anyways. So, why don't I get this thing rolling? Oh, did you guys like that song that I played a bit from the beginning? If so, I'm probably going to play it right now. So sit down, get some blankets to stay warm, and listen till your heart's content. Wow. I just, for a second, I just totally had a brain fart and forgot what the hell I was doing. So, I hope you guys really enjoyed a Metronome's Space Romantic. I guess it's time for a random filler thing here. Let's see, what can I think of? Let's see. So, I hope you guys celebrated Yuya's birthday back on the 9th, I believe it was. I made him some cookies and ate them in his honor, since I knew if he really did eat those cookies, like, he'd be all hyper. Like in this one comic I read on the Sid community on LiveJournal, what was made by a fan. Oh, no. Wait. That was Maho that ate the cookies and got all hyper. Never mind. Now that I have Sid on the mind and brain, maybe I should play one of their songs. Lately, I've been addicted to one of their songs called Aikagi, the unplugged version. I think I'm liking it more and more every time I'm listening to it. I don't know what it's about acoustic versions that I love so much. Maybe because it sounds so romantic, I guess? I don't really know. Maybe. Or maybe it's because it's just focusing on the strength of the vocals and not about how hard you're pounding on the drums. Do you get what I'm saying? Because I don't understand what I just said. Okay, I think I've talked just about enough, and I think it's time for me to go searching on whom to cosplay for the upcoming Cherry Blossom Festival. It's a bit early, but it's never late to start procrastinating, planning, right? I mean, yeah, this is coming from a pure procrastinator, but I'm only like that for a few things, but when it comes to cosplay, I'm pretty dedicated. So, I guess I should cue the music.
Thank you. 選ぶのはおろくする日々決着を問えば出てくる答えいつも同じ星占いも信じないような怖がりな二人は眠れない夜を押し付けたのは否めなくて優しさなの着信にだけ依頼して吐いた嘘戻せない針が虚しく響く冷めた部屋は一人じゃ少し広すぎるから僕らはそれを理由に背中合わせて夢を見よう
At least one cosplay that is anime related in mind that I have been thinking about for a while, but I'm still kind of iffy because I bet it's going to be so overdone. I have the same feeling with the whole Final Fantasy issue as well. With the whole movie coming out, I think that their costumes are so going to be all over the place. Maybe just as bad as the Naruto people, no offense to them.I've had my eye on Yorichi from Bleach. I love her attitude and the fact that she can kick some serious ass. Then again, I do not really have the body. I may have the boobs, just not the body. Leisai. I may actually have to do a couple hours of DDR a day. And just to get that body, I don't know if I want to do that.I already am stressed enough about everything else. My body always seems to keep me back from doing some cosplays. But no matter how often I do find... I mean, how often do I find a kick-ass character that is my skin color, right? It's kind of rather rare. Then again, there is one other alternative. What was his name?I'm totally blanking. I think his name was something like Tosen or something. Captain number or something. Anyways, I have a Lolita outfit somewhere in the back of my mind that needs to be converted to paper as well. Now, don't give me that weird look that I know you're probably making. I know I don't wear skirts too often, but really special occasions...Psychology experiments and cosplay related occasions are really the only times I wear skirts. If anyone has any suggestions whatsoever, drop a line on my AIM. Oh, I think I have yet to give that out whatsoever, so here we go. You can either find me at MORTHANTOAST.FAN, which I'm mostly going on, or you can find me at PERVERTEDYOMIXD. So that was More Than Toast Fan or Perverted Yomi XD. Anyways, let's see if you hit the jackpot today. The lotto numbers were 12, 6,8, 36, and the magical number was 51. Did you win today? Since everyone's a winner here at More Than, not More Than Toast, I mean, Nuttier Hermit, your next song will be Kuhaku by Panic Channel.
流した涙がいつの出来しろく君とず
want some news from Panic Channel, or so I would think you would. I've heard that Takumi from Panic Channel recently started a new band after leaving the band. His new band is called Elia, I think, or something like that. Tsubasa has been playing support guitar for Betty too. And oh, you guys, did you guys know that Panic Channel did have some of the members leave? Yeah, I think it happened like 5 months or something ago. The only members left in the band are Meguru and Kana. I was so sad to see Tara go. Wow, he was my favorite. Then after he left, Kana got my love from then till now. But Tara has a new band called Betty, which only consists of two people, Yua or whatever, and Tara. I heard that their first maxi single is going to be due out on December 14th, so that would be Wednesday. Still, I'm a little surprised to hear that Tara was going to be in a band since he had the whole ear problem issue thing, and I heard that he decided to be a model. But I guess his real reason for leaving the band was maybe because he didn't like where the band was going, or just period musical differences. Yeah, I guess, but I'm trying to remember, but I can't remember if Yua was the vocalist for Never Crazy. I'm not too sure, but I think so. But boy, they are hot. Then again, it's like seeing a double image since they look almost exactly the same. Damn, they could be twins separated at birth. Well, maybe not, but I can play around with that image in my head, can't I? So I think I'll play the little sample song that I do have from Betty, and then I'll probably play some random song afterwards, which I don't know yet, so stick tuned and listen to it, I guess, and support the members.
I love you. It's
の日も忘れないで、出会った日のこと、喧嘩したなら思い出して、初デートのこと、もう一度おめでとう。バジロー、この先に続く道のりは Very much 二人歩むのさ、仲良く喧嘩してどうぞ幸せに、浮気しないように、あれをやりてる、やりてる、やりてる、ありがとう、愛した君へのお別れの歌だ。もし今度生まれ変わってもチャンスは来るかな、なんて花も濃く、そんな時まで勝負はお預けさ。時にはすれ違うこともあるだろう、喧嘩する夜もそりゃ来るだろう。それでも二人一緒にいれば寂しかないでしょうね。おめでとうを君に送る旅立ちの歌だ。ありがとう、共に過ごしたたくさんの思い出よ。そりゃ綺麗に決まってるでしょう、僕の惚れた人だもの。お似合いだろうが尺に触るけど本当綺麗だよ。君との楽しかった思い出も喧嘩ばっかりした苦い思い出も今では綺麗なセピア色涙に浮かべて、そっとさよならしよう。もう伝えることはできなくなっちゃったけれど、今も胸の奥にしまってある。あの時言えなかった I love you I love you。 の日も忘れないで。出会った日のこと、喧嘩したなら思い出して、初デートのこと、もう一度おめでとう。バジロー、この先に続く道のりは Very much 二人歩むのさ。仲良く喧嘩してどうぞ幸せに、浮気しないように。あれをやりてる、やりてる、やりてる。
Most likely going to be really, really close to the end, so like my last show, there is going to be a random talk slash rant session that is going to be rather personal. So if you don't want to listen to it, now is the time to press the little button for just a little bit. So it's going to start in 3, 2, 1. So is everyone curious about why exactly I spent my night in the hospital? As usual, my parents went to the company Christmas party over at one of their friends or partner's house or whatever. Well, supposedly my father collapsed and had a mild heart attack, so I'm led to believe, so I think. He was taken to the hospital and hooked up to all the machines and had to stay overnight and all that shit. This has happened only one other time, but that was in San Francisco, and he wasn't supposedly getting enough oxygen to his brain. And it was actually kind of random, kind of funny to watch the ambulance try to get all the way up to, like, Chinatown when it's so freaking busy. But my dad is only 60. I know it's kind of old, but I don't think I'm ready just to let go of him just yet. I'm still worried, and I hope this doesn't really happen anytime soon again, because I don't think I'm ready to go through another emotional breakdown again. Okay, I think my little ranting session is over, so I guess I'm on to cueing the next song, which is going to be, let's see, what is it going to be by? It is going to be Downer by Death Gaze.
We'll be right back. kamerat mochtaze, ngosa la deusen zaki behaus. Nibil sibrian wa, sishnam so shis deusen zaki behaus.
Didn't understand that? Neither did I. So let me reverse that.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed today's show as much as I wanted to be sleeping. So I hope you guys enjoyed the last song as I conk out on my desk.
With that said and done, I guess I should introduce the next song, which is going to be Hit in the US by Beat Crusaders. Boy, I really need some more music by them. Can anyone get me some? Anyways, tune in to next time's show. I hope it will be better than this one. I am Kimi Cho, and you know that I am Yadi Yadi.
Dreamed before, and then I knocked the door into the world of perfect free. You're gonna say your name, I'm gonna get the chance. I thought a chance is far from me. I was made to hit in America. I was made to hit in America.
Were you expecting bloopers or something? I don't think you're gonna find that here. Well, anyways, while I still have people listening to me ramble on and on, I might as well make a little dedication to Yuya since his birthday was just recently. If anyone out there likes the Beatles, stick around, because that's what I'm gonna play. I'm going to play Birthday by the Beatles.